views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. You can catch us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 Eastern, or you can catch the archives on Transformational Talk Radio. And we're excited today because we're going to talk about the whole life makeover. And when you hear the word makeover, what comes to mind? Maybe it's a wardrobe, jewelry, or a fresh hairstyle. But what would it look like within if you did made the makeover in your attitude and your adjustment of where you want to be? Today's guest is Edie Weinstein, and she's of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. She is trained as a social worker, and she's a bliss coach extraordinary. She's a speaker of spiritual services, and she is a driving force for vitality and change and helping people transform and make over their life. We'd like to welcome today Miss Edie Weinstein.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for having me on the show. Every time I hear my bio, I think, my God, that woman is busy. She's asleep.
It's true. If you fall... Yeah. Edie on Facebook, she's very busy. I always wonder how you have so much time to share so much with everybody.
Thank you. Well, one of the things that I remember from years ago was seeing a poster of names of inventors and historical figures. And it said something like they have the same 24 hours that you do. And it's all about how you use the time. So we all have the same amount of time allocated to us. And it's about prioritizing, I guess, is how I would look at it. So that's how I do it.
Yes. And you being this driving force for embracing change. I love that about you because, as we were talking earlier, change is everywhere. And there's so many people who are afraid of it or resist it. But like you said earlier, it's going to happen anyway. So I love that you teach people how to embrace it and make a masterpiece out of it. Instead of macaroni and cheese, she helps you make a gourmet spice of your life.
Mm-hmm. Although mac and cheese isn't too bad once in a while, too.
Yeah, it's
true. it is important because the reality is change happens. And you can fight it kicking and screaming, or you could say, all right, how do I make the most of this? I've learned to call them holy shift, S-H-I-F-T, holy shift moments, because they are a shift in perception.
Yes, I think that's what's most important is your shift in perception.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear the word makeover, what comes to mind for you?
Well, it used to be, as you talked about earlier, the external, changing a hairstyle, changing a wardrobe, fitness plan, diet plan. But what I've discovered in the last year and a half is that for me, a whole life makeover is internal, because I found that the things that are going on inside of us contribute to what goes on outside of us. And when we look at the internal workings, whether they feel positive or negative, however we want to label them, they shape our relationships, they shape the way that we look at the world, they shape the way we treat ourselves. So I've learned that a whole life makeover is taking an inventory and saying, okay, what is working in my life and what's not working? And what do I want to do about it?
What do you have advice for people who, I know where I just am currently going through a whole life makeover because my family has moved to another state and we had to get everyone in school. And I'm just so happy for the fresh perspective. But where I lived before, there in the woods of Montana, almost became complacent with lack of opportunity. And here there's so much opportunity. And so it was easy to shift my attitude. But what advice would you have for people who are in relationships or locations where they just shifting your attitude almost makes you more frustrated because the opportunities aren't there?
Well, I think we create the opportunities for ourselves. Opportunities are everywhere. They're not limited to place. In therapy, and you know, I've been in the therapeutic field for 30 years, we talk about, it just went right out my brain. Oh my goodness. we talk about geographical cures, where you think that, oh, if I move to another place, then my life is magically going to be all better. But the reality is you take you with you everywhere you go. So no matter where you live, whether it's a place that you've lived all of, someplace that's brand new, you're still there. You take that with you. So it's more about internal change of geography than it is external.
Well, like with the other limited opportunities of my old location, that's where MajesticInsights.com was born. And that's where Majestic Insights Radio was born, because the online opportunities allow you to expand from anywhere.
Yeah. So when you're portable and the work that you do is portable, then it doesn't much matter where you live. Now, having said that, you may have felt like there are grander opportunities other places. And yeah, there could very well be, but it's still a matter of how am I going to carry my beliefs about what I can accomplish no matter where I go. And when change happens as a result of feeling like the rug's been pulled out from under you, it's not much fun, is it? You know, when there are those challenges.
Yeah, and when you're going through them, you're thinking, oh my stars, what next? But as soon as you get to the other side of it, it's like, wow, this is so wonderful. And so you just have to stay positive when those events are happening.
And even if you don't, you know, I found that staying positive is not always possible, that there are times when we all have those dark nights of the soul. And even those of us that have, weathered a lot of storms and a lot of change still need to acknowledge times when things feel sucky and they just don't feel very good. And I can be Pollyanna all I want, but the reality is if I've stepped in poop, it's still poop. No. So I have two choices. I can either, be upset about stepping in the poop, or I can clean it up. So I'm not tracking it all over the rest of my life.
Well, so sometimes I think that's good, because like if you get mad about something, you're like, no more, we have to make change. Sometimes the getting aggravated gives you that umph you need to move out of the complacency.
Oh yeah. And there is a sense of that we, that I know that there've been times when I've gotten complacent and I've said, all right, there was a time when I sleepwalked through my life. I don't do that anymore, but I would be kind of laissez-faire about everything. Like, okay, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And there's nothing I can do about it. And the reality is there's always something we can do about whatever doesn't feel right in our lives. Now, there are a lot of people that may be listening that are mourning major losses. And I'm not in any way saying, okay, cheer up, somebody you love just died. That's not going to happen. Yes, you can have pockets of and moments of joy in the midst of sorrow. I've been through that. And I'd be happy to tell you about that if you want. But acknowledging where you are in the present moment can jumpstart you into the kind of life that you want. So if you have had a loss, whether it's a loss of relationship or someone you love has died, or you were given a life-challenging diagnosis, you get to ask yourself, and you don't have to, but you get to, okay, what am I going to do about this? And about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago, I was having breakfast with two dear friends, and I had been through a series of health challenges, which I'll share about in a moment. And we were meeting for breakfast at a restaurant, and I was told that I had to have another test, because whenever you have one test, there's what they call incidental findings. And they say, okay, now you need another test to find out what that really is. So I walked in and I said, oh God, now what? And then I said, oh, wait a minute. Okay, now what? You can change the, oh my God, now what, into, okay, now what am I going to do about it? That's another tool that I encourage people to use.
What would it take to get to this next place?
Yep.
So tell them about your beautiful website and how to find you.
Sure.
And then when we get back from our short break, we'll talk more about these makeovers and your life makeover and how you can help other people find their bliss.
Yep, absolutely. My website is called optimistical.com, and it's optimistical.com. And I'll tell you where that came from after the break as well. Thank you.
Yes, and you know, Edie is an author. She's the Bliss Mistress and a speaker, and she does spiritual services also. She helps with addictions and grief and all kinds of interesting things that she can help you with that are realistic and uplifting.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm Carrie with MajesticInsights.com, and you can also find wonderful things on my site. You can also reach me at 503-400-4603. And we're going to take a short break. If anyone has questions for Edie, you can call in to the station at 1-800-930-2819. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to talk about a whole life makeover.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide, I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
7A. What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Majestic Insights Radio on Transformational Talk Radio. And today our guest is Edie Weinstein. And we are talking about the whole makeover, an attitude makeover internally, and how you can embrace change and make your life what you want it to be. So, Edie, what was a pivotal event in your life that had you creating a whole makeover for yourself?
Okay, well, I'm going to roll back the clock to November of 2013. That was a warning. I would say it was a warning. I had shingles. And I always thought that much older people had shingles. I was 55 at the time. I had just turned 55. And mine developed on the left side of my face. And what it is it's a virus. So if you've had the chicken pox, you could have the shingles virus lying dormant in your body. And it's kicked into high gear by stress. Imagine that. Here I was working in a highly stressful field. I've been a social worker in the mental health field for most of my career, my primary career at least, because I have a lot of secondary, you know, ancillary kind of career things. So I developed shingles, and also not cosmically coincidentally, it was the anniversary of my mother's passing. My mom had died in November of 2010. My dad had died in April of 2008. So I was an adult orphan. I thought I had handled both of their deaths really well. Also being a minister, I officiated at their ceremonies. So I was in, you know, kind of on, I wouldn't say high alert, but I was on. I wasn't allowing myself to be the grieving daughter. And I took care of everything like I always did. So on the anniversary of my mother's passing, I started getting these raised lesions on the left side of my forehead, and my eye was swollen shut. So within very short order, I looked like a human Klingon hybrid, you know, for those who are familiar with Star Trek. You know, I looked like Worf's cousin, you know, on one side of my face. And I had these chisel kind of pains on the left side of my head. And I went into panic mode. I thought, oh my God, how am I going to function? What if I always look like this? What if the pain doesn't go away? How do people live with chronic pain? So that didn't help, as you can well imagine. I did go to see a doctor for the, you know, for the treatment for the shingles. He assured me that, you know, with rest, with medication, with reducing stress, it would go away. And it did. Within about a month or so, the symptoms were all gone. I still have what I call the shingles tingles, which is like a little tickly feeling on my scalp occasionally. It's like neurological kind of stuff. So I thought, okay, I'm going to slow down. And I promised myself that I would, but I really didn't.
It's just not who you are.
So then fast forward, and I mean fast forward, to June of 2014, I was still working like crazy. I had left a full-time job working in a psychiatric hospital and took a job doing outpatient drug and alcohol rehab counseling. But I was still working 12-hour days at that job, then coming home and writing. As I mentioned, I'm a minister, so I officiated at ceremonies. I taught workshops.
I'm sure you have family and friends
I have an adult son. I'm widowed. I don't have a partner at the moment. I have an adult son. Who lives in the area, but not at home with me. And, but I still was a family matriarch. I was still taking care of people in my life. And, I was working out, in addition to that, going to the gym 4 or 5 days a week. So on June 12th, of 2014, I was driving home from the gym and I had a heart attack. I had symptoms that are more prevalent in women than men. Imagine somebody grabbing your jaw and squeezing tightly, and you can't move your jaw. Torrential sweats that rival any hot flash. I don't know how old you are, but any hot flash you may ever have had. You're just dripping wet. And then a searing.
And you're driving. How scary.
Driving, searing heartburn pain. Now, workaholic that I was, I drove home. I didn't go straight to the hospital. And not only did I not go straight to the hospital, but I called the office and said, I'm not going to be coming in today. I don't feel well. And then I thought, oh, God, I should take a shower. I'm really sweaty. And I thought, wait a minute, woman, what are you doing? Get yourself to the hospital. I still didn't call 911. I drove to the hospital.
Honor you are, I see.
Right. And I so regret that. And I don't recommend that for anybody, because I could have hurt somebody. I could have had a serious accident. So I stumbled into the ER and I calmly said, I think I'm having a heart attack. They whisked me up to the cardiac cath lab. And within an hour, I had a stent inserted. The doctor comes in with two pictures. He says, I want to show you something. He said, this is the before picture. And I had a fully occluded artery. And it looked like a broken tree branch that was just hanging down. And he said, in the second picture is what it looks like with the stent in it. Don't let this happen again. And he wasn't mean. He was, you know, he was being, right. He knew he could talk to me that way because, you know, I'm a colleague as well as a patient.
Right.
And I said, well, how can I prevent this? He says, number one, you know, I understand you have a history, you know, family history of cardiac disease. My mom had died of congestive heart failure. My sister had had two heart attacks, and she's younger than me by that point. She'd had two heart attacks. Even though I ate what I thought was a healthy, relatively vegetarian diet, I ate a lot of the prepackaged stuff that was high in cholesterol right. and high in sodium. And I had a hugely stressful lifestyle. And even though I never smoked, I worked in environments where I was exposed to second and third hand smoke on a daily basis for at least a dozen years. So I know that contributed to it. So I told the doctor, okay, I'm going to follow the instructions. I'm a good patient.
From a metaphysical standpoint too, a lot of healers, a lot of people don't even know they're healers, but in your profession, of course, you knew you were a healer and that you were helping all these people, but heart issues, even though it was genetically disposed to you, yep. mm-hmm. it's very common in healers because they tend to take on everyone else's pain and they're helping everyone else, and it really will break down your vascular system. So it's okay to be the patient sometime. It's okay to take that day off and reset your mind to allow other people to help you. And it's okay to get a ride to the hospital when you're having a heart attack.
And they yelled at me about that too. They said they could have started, you know, monitoring your heart. They could have, you know, put in an IV right away. And that was a part of it. I didn't, you know, the other thing is that I only slept maybe 5 or 6 hours a night for several years. So my body was telling me, you know, this is a wake up call. But, you know, again, paradoxically, that it was a wake up call. And I agree with you about the metaphysical component, because I was very good at taking care of other people's hearts and holding other people's hearts sacred, but not my own. And, you know, we look at the emotional wounds. When you have when somebody has a tremendous loss, like the loss of a parent, and in my case, two parents in 2.5 years, and then I was widowed in 1998, you know, series of losses, it takes its toll. And I have.
And it seemed like you just rose above it instead of allowing yourself that grief time.
Yep. Yeah.
And that accumulates.
Yep. And I have wonderful, loving people in my life. It's not like they wouldn't have been there for me, because they are. I'm incredibly blessed with family, with friends that I love and who love me, who, you know, who yelled at me for, you know, for doing
this.
But
how did you overcome that lifetime of conditioning about getting it done, and allow yourself to be open to receive help? Because you actually were blocked in receiving the help of others, and now you're not. And so this was a blessing in disguise in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't say that I'm completely through it, because my friends will tell you that, and my son will tell you that I still have a hard time letting other people do for me, even though there are times when I desperately want it, because I don't know that anybody likes feeling needy. And there's a difference between having needs and being needy. I don't want to be a burden. I don't, you know, but those of us that give that aren't willing to receive, I always say are pretty darn arrogant. Because it means, you know, you need me, but I don't need you, you know. And the truth is, we do need each other.
And it's not always arrogance. Sometimes it's just old wounds where you reached out for help and didn't get it. Like they say, you're going to get told no 9 out of 10 times. So the people who ask for 100 things a day just get everything. And those of us who only ask 10 times a year, and everybody keeps telling us no, if you don't ask until you're completely desperate, then it sets you up to feel more pain or to feel less supported. So practice asking more, even if it's just little things like pass the salt, you know, just practice asking more so that you have your percentage of yeses is higher.
Absolutely. I agree with that completely. And one of my patterns had been only to ask what I thought people would say yes to.
Oh.
That if I thought they'd say no, you know, do I really want to ask? Do I really want to be let down? But you're absolutely right that the more requests we make, the more likely we are to hear yeses, and to realize that no doesn't mean that you're not worthy of it. It just means that person may not be able to give you what you're asking for. And chances are there's somebody else who can. And if not, get it for yourself. Treat yourself.
You know, we should, I know we're used to empowering people to get it done themselves and stuff like that, but we should write up a little program on, you know, to where everyone can ask. And if they say no, it's okay. We have plan B, because so many people are like hurt by no's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some people just throw no's out because that's what they were taught. And we could find a balance there, a little, no bliss program of some sort.
Well, one of the things that I do is I teach a workshop called Cuddle Party, C-U-D-D-L-E, party.com. Cuddle Party is a workshop. I didn't create it, but I'm a certified facilitator. And people can look it up online. It's a workshop for adults, and they go to the workshop dressed in PJs or sweats or yoga clothes. And it's an opportunity to learn about how to say yes to what you want, no to what you don't want, ask for what you need. And it's also about nurturing non-sexual touch. So
I think too, sometimes asking for what you need, even though, like, if you put it in an application somewhere, even if you don't want that job, it's something about telling the universe that your intention to have a job is so important. It doesn't matter if that place hires you or not. It's the putting the application out there that gets the universe working with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
Well, we're going to have to go to a break, but you can get Edie at optimistical.com, and you can reach me at majesticinsights.com, and we will be right back after the break.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ.
Everybody, you're listening to Majestic Insights Radio, and today we have our Bliss Mistress Guide to Transformation, Ordinary into Extraordinary. Miss Edie, is that the net title of your book?
The book is called The Bliss Mistress Guide to Transforming the Ordinary into the Extraordinary. It came out in 2011, and it's a compilation of what I call slice of life stories, like chicken soup for the soul kind of stories.
Right.
And they are from different parts of my life. There are also places in the back of each chapter that give you exercises that you can put to use that are on the same theme. And it also includes an experience that I had. It was a dream into reality interview. I'm a journalist and interviewer. And in 2008, I had the joy, this over the moon, out of this world joy of interviewing His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
So that's in there. That interview is in there as well.
I actually worked at a place where we hosted a group of lamas from India when I lived in Ohio. And this one lama, this little old guy, came in and we just started cuddling and hugging. And I was so sweet to him. And then I find out he was actually the lama that raised the Dalai Lama.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were preaching The Good Heart, which I think is a wonderful series.
Mm-hmm.
The Good Heart.
How lovely. Yeah. So that's what the book was. And I'm actually writing a second book now. I just started one called The Way of the Optimistic. And just like with the first book, and anybody who's listening, who's starting a project, it's exciting, it's exhilarating, and scares the crap out of me.
Well, what do we do? Okay, so lots of times there's change, and like even though I love change and I'm embracing it, I've got people in my life that, you know, they're sad and resistant to my growth because they like me the way I was to mm-hmm. them. So what can we do to help other people embrace our change in a positive way? Or what can you advise people to keep the static and the naysayers from holding you back?
Well, the first thing is to realize that you live with you 24/7 for the rest of your life.
It's true.
To say, do I want to live authentically, to be who I was born to be, or do I want to live the way other people expect me to be? Now, there's a trade-off. Because we get all these goodies, this approval, by being the way we think other people want us to be. And they'll tell us, either subtly or not so subtly, that unless you are the way I want you to be, you know, you're out of here, my way or the highway.
And that's hurtful to not be important to others.
Yeah, or only to be as important as your use is to them. Or only to be accepted if you are, you know, picture perfect, or if you are
fit into the box.
Right, fit in the box. But how many of us listening here are out of the box thinkers? I mean, I am. I'm raising both hands and both feet right now. And I learned to be. And my parents actually, in some ways, encouraged that. What I used to tell them was that I was an alien baby left on their doorstep.
It's true.
I was different. But they would laugh at my eccentricities. And in some ways, they encouraged it. In some ways, they said, you can be whoever you want to be. But there was still some, a little bit of don't go too far out of the box.
Well, you worked the system for so long before you moved into this expansion that you're living now.
Yeah, I did. And I followed the rules, and I was always a goody two shoes and always a good girl and, approval seeking. And I still do that. I'm not by any means through this. This is a work in progress. When we were talking before about the health issues, I take naps now, which is helpful. And I would never have done that before because I was afraid I'd miss something. And right. I thought I wasn't being productive or it was frivolous. But I know that I have more energy now that I could take naps and I have more fun when I take time to just be and just relax. So,
well, it goes with that being authentic to yourself. Yep. If your body says you're tired, maybe you're just tired, or maybe the planet's doing something weird, or maybe someone you love is hurting and it just takes you out for a little while. So you're helping somewhere that you don't realize you're helping. There's a lot to listening to your body.
Mm-hmm. And the emotions that go along with it too, because I was, as I mentioned earlier, felt like I had to be on all the time. I had to be the safe place for people to land. I had to be, now these are all self-imposed. Nobody told me I had to do this. I had to be cheerful and smiling all the time. And now that I'm much more genuine, now that I've peeled off the layers to reveal the real, it's how I look at it. People have not run screaming. I've actually deepen my relationships with people in my life because,
people should follow you on Facebook because you really put yourself out there and your authenticity there. Tell them how to spell your name so they can find you on Facebook.
It's Edie Weinstein, Weinstein. I also have an Opti Mystical page, Opti Mystical. I have a page for my radio show called It's All About Relationships. That's another hat that I wear. I have a radio show on Thursday nights on Vivid Life Radio, and it's VIVIDLIFE.me.
And you have some really, really interesting guests.
Oh, yeah.
And can you archive some of those shows?
Oh, all of them. They're all up. If you just go to VIVIDLIFE.me and look up It's All About Relationships or look up my name, then you'll find the shows. And just like this is a joy. I love having these conversations, being on both sides of the microphone.
Yeah. And also, too, you can catch either one of us in the archives at Transformational Talk Radio. It's a wonderful group, Dr. Pat and her. Us Dr. Pat groupies. It's a lot fun place to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So that's the other thing is that if you're doing what you love, it doesn't matter what it is. That's part of the whole life makeover, too. There are probably a lot of people listening who are thinking about changing jobs or changing careers in general. And there was a time, probably our parents' generation, where you had a job and you stuck with it your entire life and you retired from it. But now there's so many opportunities, so many alternatives out there that you can have overlapping jobs. And taking that risk to do what you love to do, it makes a huge difference.
I think that's interesting in relationships too, because at Majestic Insights, like I specialize in divorce coaching. I'm just really good with divorce. I'm good at other things too, but I think there's not enough people that help you, because even sane, normal people go crazy during divorce because it's such a heightened emotional change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We need help with that
to
move through that and not get stuck because the pain of staying. A lot of people, I have one girlfriend that always says, people don't change until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. And I'm like, I'm a change junkie, so I see it completely opposite of that. But I think there's more people in the first category.
Yeah. Well, you think about the idea of change, change is inevitable. If you didn't think about this, if you didn't change, you'd be the same size that you were when you were a baby. If you didn't change, you wouldn't have new friends.
My best example of change is when you look at that new baby and how much they grow every day, or your kid comes home from school and he looks an inch taller. To me, that change is just miraculous and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So if you can look at change, and we're speaking of babies, if we didn't change babies' diapers, they'd be poopy.
I know.
We get diaper rash. But how many of us hang around in poopy, wet diapers, figuratively speaking, and complain and not either change them ourselves or ask to be changed. But we can fight it kicking and screaming, or we can say, all right, this is what it is. What am I going to do about it? How am I going to pick up pieces and put them together? And the thing is, we can't ever put pieces back together the way they were. There are a lot of people that have, broken open experiences, and I don't call it being broken as a person, but having those experiences allows us to grow, allows us to let more life and more love in when we're broken open.
And that is a really important subject, and Edie's going to come back with us on December 1st, and we're going to talk about change and the empty place at the table, healing through loss and grief around the holidays. Once I used to just do reflexology full time when I first became a healer, and this lady came to me and said, my family's mad at me because I don't want to go on vacation because I'm sad that my son died. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. When did your son die? And it had been 10 years earlier. Mm-hmm. I was like, no wonder they're mad at you. They're wanting you to live. And I think some people just really get stuck there forever, or like you just kind of went above it and didn't quite finish the grieving process. And that's a really important subject that we're going to embrace next time you guest with us.
Absolutely. And just a thing I want to add just before we close out is that there is no statute of limitations on grief. We don't get over it. We get on with it. So 10 years for her might feel like an instant for the family. And you can still experience grief and move forward in your life. So it is possible to do both. I grieve my parents' deaths. I grieve my husband's death. And I've moved forward in my life. So that's always going to be a part of my history, but I don't have to live it full out.
And you are the expert in that. We'll be right back with Edie Weinstein right after the break.
Month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ.
See the real time. 'Cause when you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up.
Hey everybody, this is Carrie with MajesticInsights.com, Majestic Insights Radio, and we want to thank everybody at WBLQ for allowing us the production of this show so that Edie and I can reach out to you and share what we know. And it's just a wonderful thing. I think this whole wide web world, it's magical to me.
Oh, me too. Because I think about how many people we can touch with, you know, being online, whether it's through Facebook or other social media, on this radio show that wouldn't have been possible when we were kids. This would have been science fiction when you think about that.
Well, sometimes I just repost something. Mm-hmm. And people will comment, "You made my day. Thank mm-hmm. you so much." And you can catch me at Majestic Insights on Facebook or on .com. You can also catch me at 503-400-4603. Edie, tell them about your website again and how to get a hold of you.
Sure, absolutely. It's called optimistical.com. And I'll tell you where that came from in a moment. But it's OPTI-MYSTICAL.com. Where that came from was, I'm trying to think how long ago, maybe 2 or so years ago, I woke up, as I often do, with messages. And I say, "What does that mean?" And God says, "You'll know. We'll figure this out." And the message that time was, "I'm not just an optimist. I'm an optimistic who sees the world through the eyes of possibility." And I thought, wow, what would that be like if I were to live that way? If I saw everything as, you know, what could be possible rather than what is. So I created with the help of a friend, created a meme. She took an image that we have consent to use from a photographer who's from Poland. Her name is Beata Bieniak. That's the photographer. And my friend Teresa created the meme with the image that had an elephant. Yes, an elephant.
I love that picture.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen that. Okay, an elephant sitting in a bird's nest with a top hat, and a bird sitting on top of the net, on top of it, the top hat, and a propeller on the bird's nest. So how many people would imagine, except for Dumbo, that elephants can fly? So she put that out there. And then on my birthday last year, October 13th of 2014, a friend emailed me and said, "Guess what? Julian Lennon posted that meme on his Facebook page." And I said, "Nah, you're kidding, right?" He said, "No, go look, go look." And I did. And I thought, wow, you know, how cool is that? That this amazing musician and spiritual dude himself posted this, you know, my words on his page. And it went worldwide. You know, the elephant is still traveling. I hope.
Tell them the words on that page.
Yeah, it said, "I'm not just an optimist. I'm an optimistic who sees the world through the eyes of possibility." So that's the focus of my new book, is teaching people how to be optimistics, how to see anything as possible rather than
not that you need more work, but you could actually build a program and and certify some of us optimistics.
That's
the formula.
Absolutely. And it's infinite. And if there's one message I would love to leave people with, is the idea that you can do anything you set your mind and your heart to, that there are no limits. Now, you know, I'm never going to be a skydiver because I don't like skydiving. Although I do have a high school friend who likes jumping off of tall structures into small pools of water. That's his, that's his joy. I just don't get it. But it's
did he figure out how to make a living that way?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he absolutely did.
See, anything's possible.
Yeah. His name is Dan Poor, and we went to high school together. And through the marvels of Facebook, we got in touch with each other again. And he was in Cirque du Soleil in China. That was part of his work. And he's an Acapulco cliff diver, and he's just an amazing guy. And that's his idea of fun. I have friends that do all kinds of things that I would never do, but that's their bliss. That's what they were born to do. And
Amy and I are both blissful and working all the time. That's what we like to do.
I can do both. I mean, I can be blissful resting now. As I said, I take naps. I can be blissful working. I find my bliss everywhere. And what I encourage your listeners to do is to find out what brings them joy. What helps them become human sparklers? What lights you up from the inside? Those are some of the questions that I ask in the Bliss Mistress book. And it doesn't mean being on cloud nine all the time. It means acknowledging that you have the right and the ability to have the kind of life that you deserve and desire. And for me, it's not about skill necessarily. It's about a willingness. You know, we say that we have to be willing to do what it takes and to live heart forward and to live in a rich, full, juicy way. And that's something that, you know, that I do. And I encourage people to, you know, to find out what your passion and purpose is and take those little baby steps. Because it might be terrifying, you know.
But I love that. What does it take? Christy Marie Sheldon uses that, and she does intuitive healings, like I do instant intuitive healings. That she'll do 80,000 people on a call at once, and that's her line: is what does it take? If I want that, and I'm here, what does it take to get there? And it's something about when you voice those words, the universe just like comes to attention, and that you start getting all kinds of ideas. Yep. Ask that question: what does it take? And then breathe and drink some water and listen to what you hear or what comes to you after that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's
we
so
want to
easy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God, my pleasure.
And you can find Edie on Facebook or optimistical.com.
.com.
It's a beautiful website, and it shows all her services, and I think your blog and how to find your radio archives and all that is on there also.
Absolutely. And I just speaking of blogs real quickly, I'm blessed to be able to write for all these amazing websites. I write for the Huffington Post, for Elephant Journal, The Good Men Project, Wisdom Magazine, Bella Spree, another one with a similar name, but different magazine called Bella Mia. This is my bliss.
Writing is your bliss.
Absolutely.
And you are a fabulous writer, and everybody check her out. You can also check out Transformational Talk Radio and all the great hosts and people there, and Dr. Pat and her wonderful crew. And you can check out me, Carrie Keith, at MajesticInsights.com. You can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com. And you can leave a message or call me at 503-400-4603. And next week, we have Amy Jo Mathias, and the topic is Goddess Energy for Daily Living. You would like that topic, wouldn't you, Edie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So do you have a closing tag for our listeners today?
Oh, boy. Trying to think what would be the most, whatever it is that you most wish for yourself, your deepest heart's desire, I wish that for you. And whatever support from the people in your life, from the universe, from the God of your understanding, whatever that is, behind you, underneath you, around you, so that you have this in your life and embrace it, acknowledge it, know that it is yours and claim it as your own.
So everything is possible.
Yepper, absolutely.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. We'll see you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.